My name is Sally Wiggin. I'm from WTAE Television. I am now the host and managing editor of Chronicle, our documentary unit, and I also host Black and Gold Primetime with Andrew Stuckey. And also, I'm Sally Wiggin, and I'm an addict. I think I've started doing that now here at the conference because what you do isn't just about dealing with people who are dealing with addiction. I'm looking at what your whole program is today, and you are trying to cover the scope of everything in our society that I don't want to say can be a problem, but they are parts of our lives and parts of our society that need to be addressed. And so I applaud you, I welcome you, and I wish I could stay. Every time I look at what the program is, I think, oh, I'd love to go to that one, I'd love to go to that one, but unfortunately, I have to go work on medical marijuana. I'm not using it. We're doing a documentary. We're doing a documentary about it. But and we're looking forward to that. It's going to be airing in June, and a lot of people who are using it have had to go through an awful lot to try to get it, mainly for their children. Right now, I would like to introduce a very important man who is very generous to offer his church every year for the past several years for our opening prayer, Pastor Barry Mariana from Christ Church at Grove Farm.
Thank you, Sally. On behalf of our senior pastor and rector, the Reverend Dr. Jared Ott, our other pastor staff, and our entire congregation, we welcome you here to Christ Church at Grove Farm once again for the 16th annual Pittsburgh Pastoral Care Conference. It's our pleasure to have each and every one of you here, our speakers, presenters, and each of you. So let's bow our hearts and heads before the Lord this morning and pray. Most important thing that we might do this morning. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you all the praise and glory and honor for the beauty of this spring day here in Pittsburgh. We thank you, Father God, for the opportunity and the privilege it is to gather again at a conference such as this. We thank you, Father God, for our keynote speaker, Shane Claiborne, Lord, that you would bless and anoint him, as well as all of our presenters, both in our morning and afternoon sessions. We thank you, Father God, for each participant that is present, those perhaps that are having difficulty in finding Christ Church. We pray that you would be with each of us today. Lord, as you do, grant us your grace and the power and presence of your Holy Spirit to be taught, to learn, perhaps to unlearn some things. Well, we do praise you and thank you, Father God, that you are a God who comforts, who cares, as a shepherd cares for sheep. May we, Lord, throughout this day be inspired, be equipped, be taught, Lord God, be filled with your Spirit, that we might be teachable and pliable as clay in the hands of the potter that you are. And so this morning, Lord, just in the quietness of these moments, we give you ourselves and ask you, Father God, to enable us by your grace to receive all that you have in store for us today. We are your children, and you desire to love and care for us, that we might go forth from this place and care and love others, Lord God, by your grace and by your Spirit. So we ask these things in the name that is above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, committing this day and asking you, Lord God, to be with and remain with us throughout its entire length. In Jesus' name, amen. The Reverend Dr. Canon J. Geisler is coming forth next. Let's welcome Dr. Geisler.
Jay works fine for any of you. 16th Annual Pittsburgh Pastoral Care Conference. We could begin with a moment of silence in honor of Dick B. If any of you are in the recovery field, Dick B., also known as Dick Burns, he wrote on the Christian origin of the 12-step program. He was a Stanford lawyer. He documented it. He left the whole history of AA, intensive interviews, well footnoted, so that when you hear some people say, oh, the 12-step program is some new age, or, you know, it's, I've actually seen where it's the work of the devil. And this man did all the research, documented, talked to the founders. He passed away last year between last conference and this. We have a moment of silence for Dick B. If you join me in the serenity prayer for those who know it. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. We've been doing this for 16 years. You go back, we started prior to 9/11, and every year we try to deal with what we see coming from your input, the most difficult problems that we see in our society, and giving you the tools. I know that at times the church fights on theology, but certainly our service to those who are wounded, poor, afflicted, needy, this is certainly something that unites us. And when I think of doing this for 16 years, there's only a few things I've done longer in life. One, been an American citizen because I was born here. Been a Christian through my baptism with a extended relapse during college times where I would say that I was anything but. And my marriage by the grace of God, and that was only because God said, that boy is so sick, he could never pay for all the counseling he needs, so I married a marriage and family therapist. And so my wife, Jenny, and my two children. Other than that, this 16th annual Pastoral Cares has been one of the great commitments of our city. I'd like to once again thank Christ Church at Grove Farm for hosting. Is this a magnificent facility? After we're done every year, I have to go to confession and confess envy about this facility. The Widows Corporation is sponsoring us. Although we've been doing this for 16 years, I want to let you know that the Widows Corporation is for widows of Episcopal clergy, and it dates back to Ben Franklin. He was the first person to do the actuary. He did the figures saying this is what the life insurance, this is what the premiums would be. But I have to share this little story with you, that Ben Franklin was the one that set it up, the noted scientist and mathematician. However, he wasn't allowed to actually talk to the Episcopal clergy. This is right after our country was founded. It was in Philadelphia is where the Episcopal Church was founded. And as you know, so was the Constitution. They wouldn't let him talk because one of the clergy objected to his dissolute lifestyle, especially concerning widows. So I want to let you know, Ben Franklin took care of widows then, and he's still taking care of them today. So the Widows Corporation has... of the Episcopal Diocese of Pennsylvania has sponsored us, and we thank them. And, you know, what can you say? But a love covers a multitude of sins. So I'm a Ben Franklin advocate. Breakfast sponsor is the Retreat. Retreat is a wonderful facility, helping people in recovery and very 12-step oriented. Lunch sponsor, White Deer Run and Co. Forge, and we hope that you can see the displays of the table sponsors. And I want to thank all those who volunteered and have helped with this, the 16th annual Pittsburgh Pastoral Care Conference, and especially the Planning Committee. And I'd like to turn this back over to our friend, and who has given of her time for what? Almost every one of these, or perhaps every one of these. She maybe might have missed one or two, but thank you. Sally.
No, Jay, thank you for all you do. Gracious. It wouldn't be the conference without you. It is now my great pleasure to introduce to you our keynote speaker, who has an extraordinary bio. I'm just going to compress it. Because I'm sure you can read about it in your programs. Shane Claiborne is the visionary leader of The Simple Way. It's a faith community in inner city Philadelphia. It was launched as Shane worked to help the homeless who were living in an abandoned cathedral, St. Edward's Church. It is where he married his wife, Katie Jo. which, like I said, is the birthplace of the Simple Way. Today, the community serves as a catalyst to birth new monastic communities and to connect radical faith communities around the world. His adventures have taken him to the streets of, I'll say Kolkata. I love the, that's what they say now. The British called it Calcutta. I think the Indians call it Kolkata. But where he worked with Mother Teresa, to the wealthy suburbs of Chicago, where he served at the influential megachurch, Willow Creek, we've all heard of it. As a peacemaker, his journeys have taken him to some of the most troubled regions of the world. From Rwanda to the West Bank, he has been on peace delegations in Afghanistan and Iraq. So he is a man of great faith, a man of great courage. He writes and travels extensively, talking about peacemaking, social justice, and Jesus. You just listen to the titles of just some of his books. I'm not going to read them all. Jesus for President, Bombs and Ice Cream, Becoming the Answer to Our Prayers, and his classic is The Irresistible Revolution. His work has appeared in Esquire, Spin, Christianity Today, Wall Street Journal, Fox News, Al Jazeera, CNN, and NPR. He has given lectures at Harvard, Princeton, Brown, Liberty, Duke, and Notre Dame. And he received an honorary doctorate and graduated from Eastern University. He also completed graduate work at Princeton Seminary. He is, in a word, remarkable.